every time we come to the text, these things show up, you know, like, do I really understand what's being spoken about here? And the thing that struck me over the course of this reading was this idea of being a stranger in a strange land, and that's linked to instruction. So in a state of instruction, we're not knowing. We're acquiring information, truths, but they're not yet processed. And that constitutes a strange land, because the land we're usually in, we're, you know, we can be quite sure of where we stand on things. And then when we come to work with the word, it shows us that we're not where we may have thought we were with things. So the idea of Moses as the law divine, if you think of Moses as first principles, higher principles, interior truths is the term that's used in the text, but what you have here is a need for what is more interior to be joined with what is more exterior. So you have the idea there that the Lord works from firsts through ultimates. And this is a process whereby those higher interior truths need to become established within the more exterior plane of the mind. And they are not yet established. And so, you know, that was really highlighted well in the previous reading when Moses came out to try and settle the conflict between the two Hebrews. He couldn't do it. And there was this indrawing or movement away to the state called Midian. So the term Midian means strife or contention. So that's the meaning of the word. But it also has overtones of the idea of expansion. So you can take that, and the idea is that through strife and contention comes expansion, or the establishment of what is higher and what is lower. But that can't take place without the strife and contention, because lower things have to be brought into alignment with more interior things. So what might that be? I think one of the examples is that when we first come to the text, we're reading at the level of person, place, time and space in terms of historicals and, you know, historicals, the actual historicals that are here, and also our historical understanding of things, what's termed our historical faith. And that doesn't necessarily align with first principles. And that becomes particularly evident when we begin to practice truths in an effort to apply them to the life of the mind. So what you have is that there is a need for the letter of the word to be understood in a way whereby first principles are grounded. And when they are grounded at that level, they become established as a ruling principle in the natural. But what you have here is this kind of fluctuation. So you have the idea that Moses is associated with the well, of course, that's the word, and it's described as a state of instruction. And then on another level, you have the daughters coming to draw water for their father's flock. And to draw water with an effort to distribute it amongst a flock has to do with the practice of the word. It has to do with self-examination with a view to amendment of state. So that's charity at work right there. But the thing is as the instruction builds, as more insights are granted, what is opposed arises. And it's those forms of patterns of thought that are represented by the shepherds, which are those things that support the sense of self that we've built up out of the love of self and love of the world. And as those things rise up, what's there at this point is not strong enough to resist them. So there's a drawing back, but there's also a going into the word to draw those truths that can actually resist what's arising. And that's Moses rising up. So those first principles are looked to and drawn from, and that scatters the shepherds and enables the flock to be watered. so that new insights, new truths can then flow forth, which establishes the state. And then you have this section, which is the father, Ruel, asking the daughters, you know, what's going on. So the questions represent the kinds of questions that arise when we go through an experience like this. And those questions are to get clarity. That's an internal dictate, if you like, or, you know, just the questions that arise. What is this? What's going on? How does this work? You know, all those sorts of questions that arise in our practice is simple good at work, stirring up our thinking processes so that we can come into clarity as to what is actually going on, what the nature of the word is, and we enter into a more grounded sense of the Lord as the Word, or the Lord in His divine human. And that's what brings about this connection between Ruel, the house of Ruel, if you like, and Moses, which is sealed in the marriage with Zipporah. So that is the joining, the conjunction that takes place. And then there's the birth of Gershom, which is new truths, new insights that come from that union.